Jazz pianist Andrew Hill is an elusive figure on several levels. For a long time, folks weren't even sure where he came from. Early on, he claimed to have been born in Haiti, although he's really from Chicago. He's always resisted categorizing as either mainstream or avant-garde, since his music is both lyrical and unpredictable. Periodically, Hill will earn acclaim for some good records and then all but vanish from the spotlight. His first new record in almost 10 years is out now. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it was worth the wait.
Typical Andrew Hill. The unpredictable halts and surges in his timing and an ending you don't see coming. Such quirks can make it hard for other players to join in. Hill's made some records where his side folk had to keep guessing where his next beat would fall, and sometimes guessed wrong. But in the 90s, a number of younger players arrived who could follow his unsignaled turns, maybe because they came up listening to Andrew Hill records. The five musicians who join him on his new CD are about a generation younger. Andrew Hill with Marty Ehrlich and Greg Tardy on saxophones. On trumpet is up-and-comer Ron Horton, who put out a nice CD of his own recently called Genius Envy. Andrew Hill's new CD on the Palmetto label is called Dusk. As much as Hill plays with timing and meter on his new record, that last piece is in 7/8 time, for example, he crams the CD with a lot of quietly catchy melodies. That's Scott Colley on bass. Andrew Hill looks for ways to sidestep the usual jazz format of a theme followed by a string of solos followed by the theme again. Hill might call for a solo before the theme has been sounded, or play the theme between solos, or even in the middle of a solo, or change tempo when a theme repeats, or write multiple sections for one piece. A lot can happen in the space of a minute, as on Ball Square. It's a sort of concerto for Billy Drummond, a perfect drummer for Hill. He can bring the rhythm to a full boil and keep his solo statements clear and focused. Three horns and three rhythm instrumentation of Andrew Hill's sextet deliberately evokes his classic 1964 album, Point of Departure, but he doesn't revisit its sound. His new disc has its own flavor, sweet enough to make converts of the uninitiated. Andrew Hill is now in his early 60s, and the title Dusk may suggest he's winding down, but his music says otherwise. This season, Hill's also on saxophonist Greg Osby's CD, The Invisible Hand, where the pianist's oddball timing is even more dramatically displayed. It is a good moment for Andrew Hill fans. His new CD feels less like dusk than the so-called magic hour just before it, when indirect light bathes everything in a warm glow.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Dusk by Andrew Hill.